Okay, we're doing a chazara of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. And if you recall...
So tomorrow night we have to do three blocks.
Yeah, we'll talk about tomorrow night. I don't think that's going to happen. So... No, we could... Tomorrow night we can go to the end of the... We could go to the end of the parak. We'll just do two blocks until the end of the parak. That's what we'll do. Pidal pehe. Pidal pehe, and then Shlomo, and then maybe.
Shabbos.
Play Shabbos. It'll be
three
blocks. maybe Mitzvah Shabbos and Sunday be two and two. I apologize. Okay, so the bottom line is this, and the reason it really requires going over again is because it's the end, right at the tip of this long, complicated sugya where the Gemara keeps on going back, and it's kind of circular. But it all started in the middle of the sugya started with a statement that Rav Shimon in the Mishnah we're about to quote in full, Rav Shimon Bechairis and Rav Yeshua, that says that you can be a dayim. Save the truma, even though you have a mitzvah of being shomrit, right? So in both cases, Bechor, you have a mitzvah of being shomrit from a mum. In truma, you have a mitzvah of being shomrit b'tahara. And Reb Shimon said, you could be mekes dam, you could bloodlet a Bechor that's about to die. You could be bloodlet even though it's matled by mum. And Reb Yeshua says, You can save the truma, you can save truma, be a dayim, and make a tuma, right? Even though you have that mitzvah, right? So Reb Ila said that they're lined up. Reb Yochanan said they are lined up. Those shitas. Reb Ila said they have no shaychus with each other. And if you recall, Reb Ze'era said Reb Shimon and Bechairis would agree with Reb Yeshua Shita, but Reb Yeshua and Trumas would not agree with Reb Shimon Shita. That was the statement that was given. And without getting into why, I don't think it's necessary to do it right now, but the kasha on that thing was, remember, Reb Shimon and Bechairis agrees with Reb Yeshua Shita. That was what Reb Ze'era said. And the Gemara challenged that on a number of levels. But one of the major problems was the Mishnah in Psachim said Mefurish that in a case of Chomet Shel Truma Tahira, right? And Chomet Shel Truma Tumeya, they can be burnt together. They cannot be burnt together. Right? You have to be burnt. Again, we're not talking about tluya. We're talking about totally tahar and totally tame. Okay? They may not be burnt together. Start from zubuf v'yatzma to zubuf v'yatzma. According to Reb Yeshua, they're both maida, Reb Yeshua and Reb Eliezer. That. I'm talking tahar, not tluya. Tahar and tame. The Mishnah in Psachim said, Zubuf ni'atzma, but zubuf ni'atzma, right?
It's chametz, right?
It's chametz. Erev Pesach, it's chametz, okay. It's Erev Pesach, and they cannot be burnt together. So how can you say that Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon who says the case in Bechor, where he's allowed to put a mum, aligns with Reb Yeshua that says you can do it be a dayim, if that's... In our mission here in Trumas, if that's the case, why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua in Pesachim say that can be burnt, be a dayim together with tahar, tami and tahar? If that's the case, right? And that was the kasha, and we went back and forth. So now we're ready to start the beginning of Pei Gimel. So Amar Rabbi Mana, L'Rabbi Shammai. So Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Mana said. To Rabbi Shammai, sorry, you have to go back to the place. Atun Amran Yaidi Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yeshua. You're saying, according, again, we're challenging Reb Zeira, right? And you're saying Reb Zeira, can't be right when you say Reb Shimon in Bechairis agrees to Rabbi Yeshua by Trumas. It can't be right because you see from Psachim that they can't be burned together. I feel of Rabbi Yeshua, I see Rabbi Yeshua. That's not a stira. Rabbi Yeshua himself doesn't hold of Rabbi Yeshua. We had contradictions from Rabbi Yeshua, right? That said.
You just said that you could use a kli tameh to catch the water.
Exactly.
There you can't burn it together.
Yeah. So this is not such a glottakash. It's not so easy to understand because, as you may have remembered, because we've been doing it for a week, okay, the Gemara's been troubled by this, been back and forth. We had Chavis Rishain, we had Chavis Shnia. The Gemara's very well aware of this. And basically, the Gemara came out that there's a difference, that when there's a Hefsid Merubah, when there's Chulin Temein in that gas below, and there's a lot of money involved in that gas below, and that Shum is about to go in and mess up the whole thing with a, right? Then Rabbi Yeshua says you do it be a dayan. But when you have a question of having to burn one pile of truma tameya, one pile of truma tameya, there's what kind, right? So what kind of, why would you even have, like, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua is not a kasha. Why is the Gemara even saying this? And the answer, if you look at the variant box on the bottom, I think this is the easiest way of understanding it is that's not the only way to understand the Mishnah in Pesachim. There was two shitas in the Mishnah in Pesachim. The Mishnah, famously, that's the Mishnah we know, Reb Chananya or Reb Chanina Skana Kayanim, started out with the case of Berdi Kachim when one is more tummy than the other, right? And Reb Kiva adding burning shemen. And then Rabbi Meir said, Midivrehem Lamadnu, from that whole case we learned this, right? So one way of his understanding Midivrehem is not referring to Rabbi Hanina Skana Kayina, and that it was referring to Midivrehem of our Mishnah here in Trumas. Midivrehem Lamadnu, from this Machlaikas of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we learned that you can burn it, or you can't, depending on whether you hold Rebbe Kodmei or Rebbe Yaisi, and that's where we got into the whole thing. But there's a different way of learning it, Rabbi Yaisi, remember? The kind of straightforward way, when you learn the Mishnah, just like you open up a kahati and you just learn the Mishnah, Medivreim Lamadnu is what I just said, which is Rebbe Chanina Skan HaKoyanim. From Medivrei and Rabbi Kiva, from the Medivreim Lamadnu, since you can go from one level of Tumah to another level of Tumah, so we also learned that you can burn Truma Tumeya in Truma Tahayu. Rabbi Yeshua says it's not a Tzushtel. Rabbi Yeshua said it's Luya maybe in Machlekes, right? But it's not referring to that. So therefore, if you learn that second way, Rabbi Yeshua is not a question of Hefsid Merubah versus Hefsid Mu'ed. It's a whole different question. It's a question of that. It's a question whether you basically are going to think that Truma is the same thing, the Tumah, or exposing Tumah that way to Tahira is going to be any way analogous to exposing Tumas Rishon to a Tumas Sheni by Kadoshim. So once you learn it that way, you're not going to be able to distinguish the two Rebbe Yeshuas. That's all I'm saying. That's the easy way of understanding this pushback. So the Gemara said, "I feel Rebbe Yeshua he laisi Rebbe Yeshua. What are you asking me? What are you asking me? Steeris between Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Yeshua? We have steeris between Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Yeshua. Amrlei, that's not a kasha. Tanyan." Tanoyan Inun. One is a machwaikas Tanoyan. Tamon, Rabbi Meir, Bishem, Rabbi Yeshua. Over there is a case of Rabbi Meir who has a shita in Rabbi Yeshua, which is the case of our Mishnah here. But Baram Hacha, in the case of Psachim, it's Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. It's Rabbi Shimon that insists that Rabbi Yeshua does not allow burning Truma Temeya in Truma Tehaira. Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, who's the Shita of our Mishnah, would say you could. So I'm not going to bother with a steer of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua, because there's two different Tanoim. But if you're going to go like Rabbi Shimon, which is the Shita of Psachim, if you're going to go like Rabbi Shimon, you are going to have a problem assuming that you're dealing with Rabbi Shimon. We're aligning what? Remember, Rabbi Zaira is aligning Rabbi Shimon with Rabbi Yeshua and says, just like Rabbi Shimon allows making a mum, Rabbi Yeshua allows being metamei, be a dayim, the true, right? And you're asking me, well, how do you align that with the Mishnah Psachim that says you can't, it should be, you're not allowed to do Truma Tamei and Truma Tehaira. But that's a good kasha according to Rabbi Shimon, because that's the Psachim Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. I'm asking a stira from Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Shimon.
Right, but in the case of the wine, we said that it's hefsed merube. So wouldn't that be the simple answer?
No.
Why?
No, because Rabbi Shimon goes beyond. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold. Hefsed merube is only an incremental kind of thing. You know, you can do so much hefsed and this hefsed you can't do. Rabbi Shimon holds in Psachim that Rabbi Yeshua says,
that you
cannot.
Right. You can't
but in
burn
the
chametz.
Yeah, but in the case of Bechor, you can make put a mum, even though you don't know whether you're going to have a hefsed. You don't know because you're not allowed to shecht on account of that first mum that you put in. You don't know that, so you're banking on the fact that there's going to be a subsequent. That's not a hefsed yet. You don't have a right to do that. That's the stira. That's the stira between saying that Reb Shimon and Reb Shua are the same. What?
The hefsed might never happen.
Exactly. Well, the hefsed might never happen. That's not a case of hefsed. That's the stira between Rabbi Shimon in Bechairis and Rabbi Yeshua in Psachim that says you cannot burn a bifneiat with Trum B'tzmeim to Tahira. And that was the kasha that they asked on Rabbi Zera's statement that Rabbi Shimon is mighty to Rabbi Yeshua. It takes that much effort to explain this. I'm sorry, but that's the bottom line. Okay. Now we're gonna. Since we're in it, why not learn the what's the name itself, the Mishnah? Okay. Remember, we had a three-way machlekes in Trumas between three-way Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel. And we're talking about, we're talking about Chabas Rishayna. We're not talking about the case where it goes into the Gatz. It's sitting there, it's Tluya, ain't nothing happening to it, okay? What do you do? Rabbi Eliezer says, keep the Shmira on it, hide it, make sure it does get more Tame. Rabbi Yeshua says, if I cared, because we don't want this to be treated like regular trumasa. To make this better if it becomes tamei. Rabbi Gamliel says, don't touch it, okay? So let's learn the Mishnah Bechairis. Tam and Taninon. Learn the Mishnah Bechairis. Bechar Shachazaydam. If a Bechar was seized by a congestion of blood, I don't know what that means. Shapsi, you may be able to explain it to us. Afilu meis. Even if you know it's gonna die, even if you don't do anything. Don't touch it. No, yakis, you should let bloodlet it, which is gonna help it. That's on the condition that you do not create a mum when you do it. And if you do, it's kavua. That's not going to right. In other words, obviously, let's just clarify this. Obviously, we know if bloodletting involves making a mum, right? In most cases, depending on where the incision is made, can I use that? Is that a good term? Incision. Depending on where it's made, it'll scar up and it'll heal. Some places, like as we know, the Eisen, or the lips, right, the swasayim, are not going to heal, and there will be a permanent mum, right? So That's why we'll vashley ask my mum, don't make the mum in a place that is, right, likely to do it. Although you can't be sure, right? That's what the Chachamim say. And if it did end up being a mum, you cannot shecht on account of that. The kohen cannot shecht it and eat it because he's not allowed to create a mum in order to shecht it and eat it. And if this is the mum that he created, he can't do it. Rav Shimon Eimer, don't worry about it. As they say, forget about it. Yakez v'afal pish oisim by mum. No. He can be makers the dam even if those going to be made a mum because it's going to die. It's not the kind of bechor that he is mechuyev to worry about. That's Rav Shimon Shita.
Why? Wait a minute. He's going to die anyway. Why is he doing a kaza?
Save it.
To try to save it. But right now, but asher husham, Reb David, but asher husham, it's going to die. So Rav Shimon Shita.
Asher husham without that kaza is that?
Without that kaza, correct. Asher Husham, right? Rav Shimon Shita is Asher Husham. It's going to die, so you don't worry about a mum, right? And if you look at the footnotes, they explain very well. Really, what's going on here is Reb Yehuda says we have a klal autumn bohul amamainai. When it comes to a person's money, they get nervous and don't do it. Reb Yehuda said autumn bohul amamainai. You let him do a mum, he's going to mess it up. He's going to be nervous, right? And he's going to make a mum. The Chacham say, verkehrt. If you don't let him do it, he's going to get nervous and he's really going to mess it up. So at least let him do it, right? And do it in the right way. Reb Shimon says, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about a mum at all. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yavo, b'shem Rabbi Yazar. Rabbi Yavo says in the name of Rabbi Yazar, Asid Rabbi Yehuda, Karebe Gamliel. Udrabbanan Kareb Eliezer. We have an alignment of shitas. Udrab Shimon Kareb Yeshua. The Hainu. Reb Gamliel in our Mishnah and Truma says, don't touch the Truma. That's Tluya. He aligns very well with Reb Yehuda that says, don't be makers. Don't touch it. Right? Let it die. Just whatever happens, happens. The Rabbanan that say, Rabbi Eliezer, that says you have a chiyuv shmira on the truma, right? You'll see why. We'll get to you soon, right? The Rabbanan that say you have a chiyuv shmira. Rabbi Eliezer says you have a chiyuv shmira on the truma, and you have to do something, be a dayim to help out, to help make sure that it stays tar, are very similar to the Rabbanan that says you can be makers be a dayim, but be careful not to. Right, so the yadayim is the same, but be careful not to make a mum. And Reb Yeshua that says, "Don't worry, make it tamei." It aligns very well with Reb Shimon that says, "Make a mum and don't worry about it." And if you look at the footnotes, I don't have time for it. You'll see footnote 16 explains there's nuances that don't line up perfectly, and Chaim Kanievsky changes. In his beer, changes the pshat in the according to our Gemara that is, of the Mishnah Bechiris, and says there's a difference between saying you can or you're not required, or you are required, okay? The Ayin Sham. But the point is this: the Sani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara goes on to say, even though we have this Mishnah that says Rabbi Shimon says you can make a mum and try to save it. In the Brisa, it says Yakiz make a mum ba'afa pishu who miskaven lasses by mum, even if you intended to make a mum, okay. So,
will he save the animal?
So the easy way to understand this. I mean, obviously you see there's a lot of footnotes. There's different ways of understanding, but the easiest way of understanding is the Brisa is simply saying, we said before that if this results in a mum, he may not shecht it and eat it. The Brisa says no. Reb Shimon holds you are a lot of shecht. It becomes a mum. He's a lot of shecht it and eat it. And he says, take a look at 19. The Braisa, by contrast, states he may let the blood, even if he intends. That means his intention is not merely to save the life, but also to render the Bechor permissible for slaughter. According to the Braisa, Reb Shimon maintains that one is actually allowed to slaughter the Bechor on the basis of this mum, and he may be matha by mum bin miskaven. Since his primary intention is to save the animal's life, he wasn't knast. It's not like the regular case. In other words, the animal is dying. In a regular case, we say he may not be matzah by mum, and if he is, we penalize him. He can't benefit from that. In this case, he didn't do it. The Bukhar was going to die, so there's no knas in that case. That's what the Braisa holds. Okay, so the Gemara is asking, this is a kasha. Here you have the Mishnah saying that Reb Shimon says only Dover She'ena Miskaven, and the Braisa saying, right, that he could do it Bim Miskaven, it seems, right? So the Gemara answers no. Remember, we have Chavis Rishayna and we have Chavis Shnia. Chavis Shnia, according to Reb Yeshua, was that he's allowed to do it be a Dayim in order to save himself from a Hefsid. Marupa, right? So it's the same thing over here. The Braisa is going like Rabbi Yeshua Acharaya, that he's allowed to be doing a Biyadayim, right? Even Bimiskabing to save himself a Hefsid. But the Reb Shimon of the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yeshua, the other Rabbi Yeshua, that holds you that you are not allowed to do something but Makom Hefsid. Okay? It has to be truly, totally Shloim Miskaven. Take a look at the variant boxes for some very interesting variants. Very interesting variants. Like, we don't have time right now. Okay? So let's just run through this. So up until now, right, we had Rabbi Avobish saying this in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, right, that all of the shittas line up, they're the same, which makes it sound like it's totally in svara, right? So it says on Amud Beis, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, but Rabbi Avo says in the name of Shimon ben Lakish, no, this is completely Xeris HaKosav we're talking about. Time of Rabbi Yehuda is the pasuk of, look at the brackets, Rakas Domer Lo Yisaycha Lo Arsish Shulchanuch HaMayim. That's said specifically by Bechor, not eating Dam Bechor. I only gave you a heter for the Dam Bechor, only L'Shaifcham in the case of Shechita, when it's ready to be shechted. I give you no heter for Hakaza. So that's a Zer Sakazim. So Moser, Rabbi Abba Mari, Achayd Rabbi Yaisi, if that's your way of darshaning it, well, Besulim Mikdashim is similar, right? It's a case where there was a carbon, and it became nifsal. So in that case, a person is allowed to be paid it, right? And it says in the Torah, Rak Hadam Loisachelu Al Aris Tishbechen Kamayim, right? So and it says the same thing, and we know for a fact. It's impossible to argue that by Psula HaMikdashin HaKaza is Usser. For sure, Psula HaMikdashin HaKaza is Mutter, right? Look, says the footnote 7, the last paragraph. Why would you say? Why are you taking that on as a fact? The answer is that a blemished Bechor, though it does not require redemption, retains a greater degree of sanctity than a blemished offering of another type that was redeemed. Granted, the Bechor is initially more lenient, because when it gets a mum, right, it the kedusha goes away. And nevertheless, since it does not actually go through a pigeon, it retains some a level of kedusha which doesn't allow a kaza. However, the kaddishim, even though they were initially more chomer because you need pidyon, and they retain the kedusha without pidyon. Once they have pidyon, they have a more kuladika level of kedusha, and for sure hakaz will be allowed, and that's from the Chazon Ish. Okay, so anyway, we have this stira. You want, on one case, you're saying Alar Sashbekan Kamayim says you're not allowed to have Akaza in the case of Bechiris. In the case of Psula HaMikdashim, Alar Sashbekan Kamayim says what? What does that mean? Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba lehechsher is amris. No, this is a zaitige drasha to tell you that, remember, yad shacht dam, the seven liquids that are can be machsher something with tuma, okay? Al orist shbechenu kamoyim, the dam is really good for machsher. Ma mayim machshirim af dam machshir. What's the pshat? We're not talking about stam to tell you the din of hechsher by dam. We know that from another pasuk on Lamed Hay in Chulin. We know that from another pasuk. Here we're saying specifically, and this is footnote 9, when this excludes the blood of sacred offerings. We usually have an exemption to the rule. You hear? We have an exemption to the rule of dam being makshir. And this is exactly. This is a Reb Chanina Skanakayanim, right? That exemption is dam kachim. Anything which is kachim is not makshir, right? Which is why everything, that's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. You got the whole floor of the Beis Hamikdash is full of. How do you ever stop anything from being tame? Says none of that. You know, none of that is mukshir. So comes this pasuk by Psulei Hamikdashin that says once you're piety it, that level, that exemption from dam kachim not being mukshir is taken away, and it is mukshir by dam Psulei Hamikdashin. That's what this specific drasha is. Rabbi Avoh b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rabbi Avoh says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, how about the other two Tanoim? What do they say about Akaza, and how do they learn it out? It says, that's referring to not putting a mum into Kaddishim. Tomim yiyel uratzin kol mum layiyaboy. Reb Shimon dars b'shashu uratzin and hat b'shay leitin by mum. As long as it's uratzin, it's a good behema. It doesn't have. It's not a bal mum. Don't put a mum in it, right? That's what it says. Tomim yiyel l'ratzayin. When it's l'ratzayin, kol mum l'yibay, right? B'shashay l'ratzayin after shayli my mum. Says Reb Shimon. We don't worry about it. B'chachabim maimim. No. Why does it say kol mum? Kol mum l'yibay. Why the word kol? It could have said tomim yiyel l'ratzayin mum l'yibay. Why does it say you use the word kol? I feel a kulay mum in after shayli my mum. When it has mum in already, you can't add an extra mum, and that is the machlaikis.
That's the halacha, right?
And I assume that's the halacha. Yeah, I didn't look it up.
Even though you're not lowering its level, even though you're not able to accomplish anything because there's a subject there already, you can't further.
You can't add mum in exactly. Okay, I'm going to stop here, and tomorrow I think that's the same plan, and then Shlomi is unfortunately going to be left holding the bag. He should learn never to go to Savannah. Ever.
It's job related.